Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We are on Shabbos 126 talking again about doors. Rabbi Abba said to him, I hold with the following Tana, for it was taught in a brisa, a homeowner who prepares a rod to use in locking and unlocking a door on Shabbos. When the rod is attached to the wall and suspended in the doorway, he can use it to unlock and lock the door. If, however, the rod is not attached and suspended from the doorway, then he cannot use it to lock and unlock the door. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel maintains that as long as the rod was prepared for locking and unlocking the door, one can use it even if it is not attached to the wall. The idea here is, again, talking about doors. We talked about doors the other episode, a couple of days ago or a couple of weeks ago, but it's important to remember that the door that holds the distance between us in this world and the next world is the ability to transfer from this world, the antechamber, as Pirkei Avos explains, to the next world where the real banquet hall happens. Hatken atzmacha ba'olam hazeh kedei sheyakanes la'olam haba. The Gemara and Pirkei Avos explains to us, if you prepare and you do what you can in this world, we will have the ability to unlock the door and to get to the next world. The only way we could get to the next world properly, to get the proper lot, to get the proper portion in the world, in the next world, is by doing mitzvahs, by doing chesed, by doing good deeds, using our natures to do good things, fulfilling our mission, fulfilling our purpose in life, using our passion and our love for whatever it is to make a difference in this world. Many times I mentioned to you on all of my different shiurim, my passion, my love, besides for OT, is radio, is audio. I love to do it, and that's what Hashem guided me to do. Whatever passion you have, whatever gift you have, whatever abilities you have, you should use. We want you to be able to kedesha yakanis, the olam haba. To get to the next world, you have to unlock that door. To unlock that door, all you could do is to gather up on mitzvahs and Torah and chesed, because that's the only thing that comes through to the next world. We mentioned also many times, you come into this world with your hands grasped. You want to take as much as you can from this world. All you can really take with you to the next world is the good deeds you did, is the keter shem tov that you made for yourself, which is better than priesthood, which is better than malchus, because it's ol al gabeim. It goes on top, as Pirkei Avos explains also. When you leave this world, your hands are empty. Your hands are unclasped. A person passes away after 120 years with empty, open hands, because nothing really goes with you materially to the next world. Only good deeds, only mitzvahs. As the Gemara talks about going from room to room, getting through the door, using the key, using the lock, opening the lock, the way to open our lock to the next world is through the Torah, is through the mitzvahs, is through the chesed. Do as much Torah, as much mitzvahs, as much chesed as you can on a daily basis, so that you too will hold the key, will have the key to unlock the door to the next world and enjoy the beautiful spiritual benefits in Olam Haba, God willing, after 120 years. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 127 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.